holidays are like the best thing ever, right? Wonder if you guys had a good time this past 3 days of work and study pressure. After a miserable midterm week, I think everybody deserves a dope relax. So, what's your idealist way of killing time? Traveling, reading, eating, or just sleeping? Before you get to share your ideas with us, maybe you can listen to our Dreamist Holiday Style, and then you can leave a message in the comment zone for us so that everybody get to learn one thing or two to enjoy themselves for the best. Now let's get started.
In my concept, the idealist way of spending the holiday is when I travel with my friends to another total strange city. For example, this Labor's holiday, I went to Tai'an to climb Mount Tai with my roommate. And a day later, we spent a spectacular stay in Jinan. I think sometimes it's very vital to share something with common interest people. For example, climbing mountains, me and my friend both consider it as a way to exercise, losing weight, and also can appreciate the spectacular views along our way. And however, maybe this, like, we haven't go to sleep because of climbing it for like 13 hours, and it's like completely exhausted, and in the end we were like passed out in some sort of way, but I still love it very much. And before even we came back, we start to consider how to spend our next holiday. All in all, I think the idea holiday is very vital, because sometimes whole process of organizing it and bit by bit can give you some hope into your daily life. Like, because when you go to a completely different city, you know nothing, but you have to explore by yourself, and you can find something special to eat, meet some new people, and be immersed in some different culture. The whole thing is about experience, and you know, just to find yourself in another way. So that is my idea of what kind of the ideal holiday should be.
Hello, I'm Margaret. For me, what an ideal holiday should be depends on the context. If I were hungry and had relied on the cafeteria for quite some time, I would say an ideal holiday must consist of tasty food, no matter how much it costs, no matter how far away it is, I just want it. If I were busy and overwhelmed by all sorts of nasty assignments, school stuff, extra work, I would say, oh, just give me several days to relax. I don't want to go anywhere or see anyone. I just want to stay in my dormitory and stay clear of all the nasty stuff and keep my mind blank. But if I had nothing to do for a while, I would like to find something to do in my ideal holiday. It may be going traveling and visiting some places of interest, or reading some books I've been thinking about, or going to see some friends and having fun. I've also asked two of my friends about their ideal holiday. One said her ideal holiday should have no interruptions from the outside world and totally belong to herself. Another said she wanted a holiday when she can have a good rest And if there was extra time and energy except for relaxing, she would go outside and enjoy herself. It seems that our ideal holidays have one thing in common, be in control of ourselves. Nowadays, the division between work and life is becoming blurred. The technological revolution that we are living in at present has brought with it cellular telephones, fax machines, email, and the internet. This has made people much more available. Combine this with people's anxiety to work harder in order to do more, buy more, and be better. And what happens very often is that people continue to work even while on vacation. I think that accounts for our expectations for ideal holiday. I've ever had experience that one day I went out together with my roommates and we had a really good time. But our work partners kept sending messages on WeChat and told us to do this, do that. That felt awful. Sometimes we really want to desert WeChat and throw away our phones, but we just can't. That's disappointing. I hope one day I can get rid of this and read the books I like, stay with the person I love, do whatever I want. I hope it's not a dream for me, and it's not a dream for everyone.
Hey guys, it's me, Arya. Honestly, for me, the best way to refresh myself for the crappy days to come is spending as much time as possible with the person I love. But that actually doesn't necessarily mean that I have to find a boyfriend, right? Because, you know, it's really difficult these days. And I've totally got my dream boy online. Yes, maybe some of you have already know the answers. Become a fan and for the idol, like, it's a destiny and... You know, everything is just gonna right. I'm a fan of a Korean hip-hop boy group called BTS, and I believe many of you must have heard about them. I became an ARMY, which is the name of their fans, like last summer. And at start, I just listened to their songs and watched their music videos, and then their performances and even their reality show programs. Furthermore, I started to follow them on the SNS to learn more about their lives, who they really are, and because they post their daily life on it and really doing a good job interacting with their fans, and that makes them less distant, you know, and you can get easily falling for their sincerity and positive personality. It feels like it's more than their appearance that their business company designed for them, but more of the true nature of themselves that attracts fans all over the world. And you see, I would just easily lose myself in talking about them to others because it's like they have some kind of magic that is so mysterious to me, and it's like amazing that I was so completely refreshed after flipping through their recent photos or savoring their dope performances. So maybe that's kind of the best way for me to relax, I don't know. And once I've got the chance, I would definitely go to their concerts or fan meetings to get a real thrill. And in that process, you can both do the traveling things and taste local food to please your stomach. And I don't know, just chasing after idols fulfills my life, actually. But of course, with a certain boundary, because, you know, you have to spend a lot of money and time, invest a lot in it. But you have to also attend to your real life. But now I'm totally ready to face the harsh reality and just come at me, okay?
Hello guys, how's your Labor Day? In our last few programs, we've talked about the Labor Day for a long time. What's the perfect holiday in your mind? In my opinion, I think we should go out and play instead of staying home. In this holiday, I visited my friends at Shanghai. It's a very nice trip. We old friends stayed together, talking, laughing. It's a perfect time. As we all know, the good time went fast. And we all hope the good time will stay with us forever. So this time I'll send you a music. It's called Good Time. I hope the song will bring you a good time.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。